Isaiah 43. My desire tonight, my desire tonight is that be an encouragement to you tonight. And, as we look at the list of needs that we had tonight, and there's nothing, I mean, for the most part, there's not much I can do about those. I can't fix vertigo. I can't, but I can petition the Lord on your behalf. And that is important, and that is valuable. And there's a great opportunity that we have there. And to try and encourage you, I know you may feel like, no, it would be encouragement is, and you have a dollar amount in your head, or an ache that would go away, or a heartache that would maybe be healed. And God can do all of those things, but the thing I want you to take away from tonight is really what we need is just more of the Lord and less of us. And so tonight we look at Isaiah 43, incredibly encouraging verses. In Isaiah 43, I'm going to look at verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, he says, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Man, isn't that a great promise that God even, he doesn't say that you're not going to go through some stuff. He says, as you pass through the waters, again, not, I guess the connotation or the suggestion here is that the waters is indicating a difficulty. Could we agree with that? Because he reassures his presence in that. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers. Hey, that's not just water. That's moving water. That has a push. It says, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. It seems like just the things that you, again, understand these important words here. When thou passest through, he doesn't leave us in the middle of it. He doesn't leave us in the middle of the water. He doesn't leave us in the middle of the... All of them were going through them, passing by. And we have this great promise that God is with us through all of those things. If we look at Psalm chapter 9 tonight. Just want to encourage you of... Maybe the Lord is not as far away as you may feel. Maybe he's a lot closer and much more aware of your circumstance and your needs and your difficulties than what we might give him credit for. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 9 says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. There is a contingency about his presence. There needs to be someone seeking after him. So where do you go when you have troubles? Do you run to the bank? There's financial wisdom, I understand. I'm not saying that you don't do that. But how often do you run to God? How often can you say, I know there's trouble, but I'm going to trust in thee? Psalm 46, very similar verses, Psalm 46. Psalm 46 in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A familiar verse to us, maybe. Here it again indicates that there is trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If there was no trouble, would God be our refuge and strength? I think of war times, or I think of battle, or I think of an attack, and that use of the word refuge. And as there's an attack, what do? We run back to safety. We would hide in the protection of whatever barriers or whatever it is. I feel like the same thing. Maybe the Lord allows some trouble to come that we would then in turn run for protection to Him. The encouragement I would like to give you tonight is that when you're in trouble, run to the Lord. The world has a lot of options and has a lot of possibilities of things you can do when trouble comes your way. We had the opportunity to, yesterday, went to the sawmill. I went to a sawmill, an Amish sawmill in Lindenville. Tremendous, tremendous, 180-foot-long barn. That's big, right? That's big, Brother Sutliff? All right, that's big. And they had this machine, and so I was asking him, he told me, he goes, you know, there's some days I would give this place to you and just walk away. He goes, and just turn my back on it. And what did he say? He said, but if you don't go through the hard times, you'll never experience the victories. If you run away every time, what did he say? If you turn your back every time it got hard, you would never stick around for the wins. Hey, what do? I quit. I'm done. I'm out. No. When trouble comes, run to the Lord. He is your refuge. He is your protection. He is your strength. Again, I ask, and I want you to consider the thought, do the troubles help us and getting us to a place where we ought to be all the time? Psalm 34. Psalm 34 in verse 10. I like this verse. Psalm 34 and 10. Verse 10, it says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. That's not my phone. I know, because mine's at my house. No problem. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord. You see, remember, we looked at that in Psalm 9, how important it is for us to seek after God. Hey, when there's trouble, where do you go? What do? Well, I call my girlfriend up. I call my buddies up. I call my mom up. I call my dad up. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Unfortunately, many a time when we are lacking, remember, if any of you lack wisdom, what should we do? We go to the Lord. But unfortunately, we try everything else, and then when everything else fails, that's when we turn to God. I just want to encourage you that the Lord has your answers. And you could waste a lot of time looking other places elsewhere for the answer that God is just sitting there right with. The strength that you need. Look at the things that He is able to provide. It said that He is our refuge, that He is our strength. And here, what is He? He is our sustainer. He provides. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So that means I'll get a good thing. What God has designed for you. But many a times we are not satisfied with what God has. We want something more. We feel like we know what's best for our life. Here's how I want my life to look. Here's how I want my life to go. And we are not satisfied with God, what God gives us and what God has for us. We don't really want the good thing. We want what we want. And that's where we get ourselves in trouble. We all would agree that there are times in our life where we have got just what we wanted, only to come to find out that is not what we wanted. Hey, let's seek after the Lord and allow Him to provide that good thing. Look at Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. A few more verses tonight. Isaiah 26. In verse 3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Here we see in verse 3, not only have we seen God's protection, God's provision, but look at this mindset, "whose mind is stayed on thee." Again, I want to stress the importance that we are focused in on what God has for us. It is not our last resort. It is not our plan D after we try A, B, C. No, he ought to be our first option. God, what is it? I look at the result. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." Peace is a response to our obedience to God. As we obey God, he gives us the peace that passes all understanding. As we acknowledge that we will put aside our will and in faith follow the Lord, what is the result? Perfect peace. Perfect peace. We've all manufactured perfect peace. Oh, this is what God wants. Knowing very well we have neither asked nor sought him. We knew in deep within our heart that is not what he wanted. But the Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Look at, "because he trusteth in thee." And look at how long that is. It says, "everlasting strength" in the next verse. Again, we have to ask ourselves the question, do we really trust the Lord? Do I really, in my mind, believe that he has what's best for me? Or am I seeking for a better option? Am I looking to the world to see, world, what do you have for me in exchange for what God has for me? We barter, we look at it, we compare and say, okay, this is God's plan, this is the world's plan. And it sure does look good what God, what the world is offering. We got to be careful that our mind is stayed on the Lord, that we trust in him. The world will lie to us and deceive us into thinking that its ways are best, and it is not. It comes up very short at best. You'll be left wanting if you seek after the best that this world has to offer. I was listening to the radio today, and this man was talking to another guy, and the guy was a billionaire. $5 billion he was worth. And he's just having a conversation. "Oh, here's what you need to do," and I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking, man, I wonder how many people are going home and trying to model their life after that. Listening to that, saying, "If I just do that, if I just read these books, if I just make these principles, or if I just..." They've just been led astray. Led astray. The promises of God far exceed $5 billion. It's a mindset, though. It's a mindset. Let's look it over at Psalm chapter 55. Psalm 55. Psalm 55 in verse 12. Nope, sorry, 22. Psalm 55, 22. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." What does it mean to sustain? It means to keep alive. It means if it wasn't for that, you'd be gone. And God says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." Indicating to me, is it possible that this burden could just kill us? And if we keep holding on to this thing, it will be the ruin of us. But what do we need to do? We need to cast it upon him. And what does he say? "I will sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." You see, though, he doesn't take it. It has to be cast upon him. It has to be given to him. and when given, the help comes. God, take this thing away from me. Why don't you give it to me? And so many times we're offering the Lord, why don't you take things out of my life? And what does He want? He wants us to give them. I know it's a subtle difference, but it's that mindset. Certainly the Lord could remove things, but He wants us to give them to Him. Not that He needs them, but it's us calling upon God for help. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. We did some prayer requests tonight that I would dare say are heavy burdens. Medical needs. You try and carry some of those too long, those get heavy. Those get too heavy, and it'll hurt you. So what do? I just want to encourage you tonight that God is not as far away as you may feel, that He's there to protect you, that He wants you to go through some things. He's there to provide. He wants you to trust Him, and He is able to sustain thee. Psalm 121. Psalm 121 and verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I've told some of you this as you've sat in my office. I really do count it a privilege if you come and say, can you help? I don't feel like, oh, you're burdening me, or hey, that's our connection, that's our relationship. And I want to help in every way I can. But I hope you understand that I'm very limited. You don't want my help. You want the Lord's help. And I would love to hold hands with you and we walk to the Lord, or I'll point you to God, but my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You'd be shorting yourself if you're looking to a man or a woman to be your help. No person can say, I'll help you. I've made all this. No. No, I'm actually just standing right next to you. I'm in the same boat as you. And if the Lord doesn't do something in our lives, we're sinking. Let's look up. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Oh, look, cavalry is coming over the hill. No, I'm looking up for the Lord. I'm looking up to the Lord, our true help. Last verse, Matthew chapter 11, a familiar verse, a verse we've looked at many a time. I think it's a favorite verse of mine it just seems like on Wednesday nights. Trying to encourage you tonight, know that God is with you through it all, that He can be your protection and your provision, that we just need to trust Him, a mindset, knowing that He can sustain us, that He is our true help. And then lastly, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that are labor, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And look at what He says. I will give you rest. Man, what encouraging words. I want you to know, whatever it is that you brought into this room tonight, God is able to help you. He is able to meet your needs. That's why we can go out door to door with confidence, knowing that God is the answer to your problems. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hey, the Lord is very willing to bear the same burden that you have and help you get through it. So be encouraged tonight. You are not alone. You are not without help. You are not without hope. There's an answer to whatever your problem is here tonight. Whatever burden is laid upon your heart tonight, maybe it's a family thing, maybe it's a health thing, maybe it's a financial thing, maybe it's a spiritual thing. God is your answer. Seek Him. Hey, I say, you're doing that so we don't call you. No. We'll call Him together. Come on in. We'll sit down and say, how do you call the... We'll just pray and ask the Lord. But please know that there's help. What a lost feeling. It's sad. It's very sad. If you've done any studies on youth suicide, the numbers are horrible. So how does a person... Because they feel like there's no hope. What's the point? It's just going to get worse tomorrow. And you know, sometimes Christians start getting into that mindset. What's the point? Hey, please know that God, seek Him, and He will sustain thee. He will be your help. Let's all stand. Glad you're here tonight. The weather took a significant turn. I blame Sutcliffe. Yesterday it was 87. Yeah. Oh, thank you. 87 yesterday. Record-breaking day. And today it was cool and rainy. Not nearly as fun. But anybody see that rain yesterday? Anybody get any rain yesterday? Was it yesterday? Yeah. Whoo! That was a lot of rain. But praise the Lord. It's about fall time. As seasons change, that's what we love about Western New York, and thankful for it. Just reminds me of another phase and apples and all that stuff. And God blesses us. Man, the Lord has blessed us. And enjoy what it is that He has put in your life. If I could help you, be satisfied with what the Lord has put in your life. You'll be much more thankful. You'll be much happier. Instead of always wanting what you don't have. Be thankful for what it is that you do. Lord, we thank You for tonight. Thank You for how good You are to us. And Lord, I'm so encouraged by that passage that through the waters, through the rivers, through the fire, Lord, You're there with us. And God, thank You that You're there with us. God, I pray that You'd encourage us. And God, help us to seek You. Lord, we want You to be our refuge and strength. And Lord, forgive us for trying to handle things on our own. Lord, forgive us for making You a last resort rather than the first. God, may we just run into Your arms. And God, we look to You for wisdom and guidance. May we be obedient to what it is that you lead us in. Lord, I thank You for these dear, sweet people. And Lord, whatever burden they have, may they cast it upon You. And God, may You make their load a little bit lighter tonight. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.